This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The smoke from dozens of wildfires in the western United States is stretching clear across the country and even pushing into Mexico, Canada, and Europe. While the dangerous plumes are forcing people inside along the west coast, residents thousands of miles away in the east are seeing unusually hazy skies and remarkable sunsets. The sun was transformed into a perfect orange orb as it set over New York City on Tuesday. On Wednesday, residents in the U.S. East Coast state of New Jersey described a yellow tinge to the overcast skies. Experts say the smoke poses less of a health concern to those who are farther away. What was Hurricane Sally moved northeast through the United States Thursday. One day after the storm left streets flooded and knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses on the U.S. Gulf Coast. Storm Sally made landfall Wednesday near Gulf Shores, Alabama, as a Category 2 storm. Reuters reports the storm is believed to have killed one person in Alabama. The coastal city of Pensacola, Florida, experienced up to 1.5 meters of flooding, and travel was cut by damaged roads and bridges. U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a coronavirus vaccine could be ready in the coming weeks, something that contradicts the government's top health expert. President Trump has been promising warp speed in vaccine production. However, it contradicts other medical experts like Dr. Robert Redfield, who heads up the Federal Centers for Disease Control, who said a vaccine can't be ready for widespread distribution until next spring or summer. Read more about it on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudanese authorities say 41 people have been arrested for possessing a large amount of explosives. The attorney general saying the suspects had enough explosives to destroy the capital, Khartoum. A Rapid Support Forces spokesman said an investigation into terrorist groups led to the arrests, and there is concern that some Sudanese people will turn to carrying out bombings. Japan's new prime minister appears to have a strong backing by the public, Kyodo News Agency citing results of its telephone poll Thursday, saying 66.4% of the public backed Yoshihide Suga's new government. Suga became Japan's first new prime minister in nearly 8 years on Wednesday. He pledged to contain COVID-19 and push reforms after retaining about half of predecessor Shinzo Abe's cabinet. There has been speculation that Suga could take advantage of strong support, indicated by media polls even before officially taking office, to call a snap election soon to solidify his grip on power. U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Kroc is scheduled to meet Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen and other senior officials once he settles in after his Thursday arrival. His visit follows a high-profile visit in August of U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar, who is the highest-level U.S. cabinet official to visit since a break in formal ties between the U.S. and the Taiwanese government in 1979. When the U.S. accepted the One China policy with Beijing and its government. However, the U.S. has maintained unofficial ties with Taiwan since the official diplomatic break and is the island's most important ally and provider of defense equipment. The undersecretary is expected to participate in an economic dialogue with the Taiwanese government. He will also attend a memorial service for Lee Teng-hui, the former president who led the island's transition to democracy and who died in July. The United States is preparing to declare that all international sanctions against Iran have been restored, despite overwhelming opposition. Few countries believe restoring all international sanctions is legal, and the U.S.'s move could provoke a credibility crisis at the United Nations. Virtually alone in the world, the Trump administration will announce on Saturday that UN sanctions on Iran that were eased under the 2015 nuclear deal are back in force. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.